Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast. Today we're diving into a fascinating study that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel. Automated social science, language models as scientists and subjects. This study, led by Benjamin S. Manning and colleagues and published on April 19, 2024, is tinkering with the very fabric of social science research, and let me tell you, robots are involved. The researchers embarked on an ambitious journey to see if they could train language models to mimic social science research, and the findings are both hilarious and incredibly insightful. Imagine a robot selling a mug, and the more it's emotionally detached from that mug, the higher the likelihood it sells. It seems robots might be onto the secret of Marie Kondo's success, sparking joy by detaching emotions from objects. And in a courtroom drama worthy of primetime television, the study's AI-driven simulation found that a remorseful defendant in a tax fraud case could tug at the heartstrings of justice to receive a lower bail amount. However, if the defendant had a rap sheet longer than a CVS receipt, that remorse didn't do much to sway the bail decision. Surprisingly, the judge being swamped with cases didn't seem to affect the bail amount. Perhaps robot judges are the epitome of fairness, or maybe they just don't get bogged down by a hefty workload. When it came to a job interview for a lawyer position, the robots didn't care if the candidate was tall or the interviewer was as friendly as a golden retriever. No, it was all about those bar exam results. Because in the world of robots, it's what's in your brain that counts, not how you look or schmooze. Moving on to the elegant world of art auctions, the study showed that as the bidders' reservation prices went up, so did the final selling price of the art. It seems robots understand the art of the auction quite literally and almost perfectly align with what our human theories predict. However, don't ask a robot to predict the outcome without giving it the right data. Without the structural causal model, their predictions were as off as a Picasso painting in a Renaissance art exhibit. The methods behind these robotic shenanigans? The team developed a system that could automatically create and test social interaction hypotheses using advanced large language models. This system is like the Swiss Army knife of research. It can generate hypotheses, construct experiments, run simulations, and analyze data, all without a human poking around at any stage. Structural causal models are the bread and butter of this approach, guiding the construction of experiments and ensuring that cause and effect relationships are as clear as a high-definition video. What really stands out here is the innovative use of these large language models to automate hypothesis generation and testing. It's like giving a robot a detective hat and watching it solve social science mysteries. The researchers followed best practices to a T, pre-specifying experimental plans and automating every step of the process, which not only sounds efficient, but also reduces the chances of human error. But it's not all robot utopia. The study is, after all, simulations based on algorithms. So it's not the same as the messy, unpredictable world of human behavior. Yet this approach is brilliant because it's rapid, cost-effective, and lets us test out theories before we venture into the wild to study real humans. The potential applications are as vast as the internet itself. Imagine speeding up social science research, refining hypotheses for students, informing policymakers, or helping businesses understand market scenarios. And this could just be the beginning. The implications for economics, psychology, and health sciences are as exciting as finding the last piece of a jigsaw puzzle. So, if you thought robots were just for vacuuming or starring in dystopian movies, think again. They're now on the verge of becoming social scientists. And who knows, maybe one day, they'll be the ones listening to podcasts about us. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website.